Hi, it's Shanae, and welcome to your Body Awakening Adventure. So today we are going to do a touch exercise on your own body, and you will hopefully have with you either a feather, a soft cloth, or a silk scarf, something that feels soft and silky and smooth. Feather would be my preference, or, you know, a flower could often work if it doesn't have thorns on it, right? Something that you will be touching your body with that's going to make your body feel good. And the best way to do this is to have access to some more skin. So, you know, if you making sure you have like a short sleeve shirt on or sleeveless shirt on so you can access your arms, or you can access your neck and your chest, and you can access your legs. The more skin you have, the better this is going to feel. You can even do it naked if you want. There's lots of options, but you want to have a lot of skin. So again, we're going to do this. We're going to do this sitting up. And I want you to have your feet on the floor. And just notice your feet for a moment. Notice your butt on the chair. And also notice, as we've been going through these exercises, I think we're into week two now, whether you're starting to really have some more sensory awareness in your body. Are you more aware of your body and physical space? Are you more aware of sensations on your skin? Are you more aware of your breathing and when you might be holding your breathing? Are you more aware of when you might be clenching your butt or when it feels more relaxed, right? So we just want to be building up and building up and building up more awareness so that you can have more sensation. So, with your eyes open or closed, it doesn't really matter. Take your object, I'm going to use a feather, and just begin to lightly touch some exposed skin on your body. I'm going to start with my arms, right? So just begin to take this feather and or your object and just start to touch your body. And notice your breath, right? Making sure your breath is really free here. Not holding your breath. Now you're only feeling sensation in one part of the body, right? Your hands are only holding the feather, so you're not necessarily having a lot of sensation or pleasure from your hand that's holding the object. Or maybe you're having a little bit, but most of it is actually what you're feeling in the areas that you're touching your skin. So notice what that feels like. Notice if you want to go faster or if you want to go slower. Just being aware. And making sure that you really explore every part of the body part that you're working on. So for me, I'm making sure that I go on both sides of my arm. I even am touching, because I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt, I'm going underneath, and I'm even touching under my arm because there's a lot of sensitivity there. And just continue to touch using your object wherever your body wants to be touched. So just notice what that is for you. For me, I'm focusing on my neck, because my neck loves to be touched, right? So just using the feather, your scarf, to just touch your body where you want to be touched, right? Don't have a game plan about this, right? There's no right way to do this. There's no wrong way to do this. But it's just all about noticing what the body wants. And don't question it. Just notice. Good. And just continue to explore. Maybe switch hands and use your feather in the other hand. Notice the sensation on your fingers, on the palms of your hand when you lightly touch it with your feather or an object. On the underside of your arms, particularly on the underside of the crook of your elbow, there's a lot of sensation there. You can, if you've got more exposure to skin, you can take your feather and run it down the side of your body. It might be a little ticklish. Just notice if it feels ticklish, just take a breath. Very often when we feel ticklish, it's just a defense mechanism. If you can just stay with it and take a breath, it might transform into more enjoyable sensation. Good. And just continue. Like if you've been working on your arms, move to your legs. Right? I'm working on my legs now. And I'm just gently running this feather up and down my legs and the outside of my legs, and it feels really yummy. And now I'm moving to the inside. And again, there's a lot of really sensitive areas like under your knee and the inside of your leg. That's a huge erogenous zone, right? So just notice what that feels like. Maybe run the feather up your thigh and just notice what that feels like. Whatever part you're on, just continue to explore and notice where you want to touch next. Notice sensations that you're having as you're using the feather. Are you feeling warmth? Are you feeling goosebumps? Are you feeling tingly? Good. Continue to touch your body where it wants to be touched. Nothing's off limits. You are responsible for your own boundaries, whatever they might be. It's just, where does your body want to be touched? What does it want next? Following your impulses, breathing. Good. And if you have a partner, this is a really lovely thing to do to a partner, right? Or to have your partner do to you. To just touch you lightly with an object. And to increase your sensation, you can put a blindfold or an eye pad over your eyes, right? The more we focus only on one area, the more sensation that you're going to have at that moment. So just being aware of that, right? And continue to breathe and just feel into what you want. Sometimes that's the hardest thing, so stop thinking about it. And just let your body do what it wants to do. And it knows what it wants to do. The feather is going to go exactly where your body wants it to go. And if you find that something doesn't feel good, like you think you want to be on a particular body part, but that's not working, leave it and move someplace else. And just continue to feel that feather or that scarf moving around your body. Get creative. Good. And now just come back to neutral and stop. And again, feel your feet on the ground and notice sensations in your body. Notice any warmth, any tingling, any goosebumps. Notice anything in your belly. Maybe there's some sensation in your genitals. That makes sense if you're touching yourself sensually, lightly with a feather. Just be aware of that. Being aware of the connection between feeling sensation on our skin and how that impacts other parts of our body is all part of the process of awakening the body. So you can continue touching yourself with this object or having somebody touch you, or you can end the recording. I'm going to end the recording, and I will see you tomorrow.